Trish McGregor with your June Star Power Astrology Forecast. The big news this month is that Mercury retrograde is done on June 3rd at 4 a.m. Eastern Time and 1 a.m. Pacific Time. The next retrograde for the trickster planet runs from September 9th to October 2nd. The important dates: June 3rd, Mercury turns direct in Taurus. June 4th, Saturn in Aquarius turns retrograde and goes direct again on October 22nd or 23rd, depending on where you live. June 10th, there's a Mercury-Pluto trine. June 11th, a Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. June 14th, a full moon at 23 degrees Sagittarius. June 21st, the summer solstice. And June 28th, a new moon at Cancer at 7 degrees. Now let's see how this plays out with each sign. Aries. For the most part, you should enjoy June. As soon as Mercury turns direct on June 3rd in Taurus, your income area, you probably will feel a huge relief. You'll be more optimistic about income. Your communication skills will pick up. Life will flow more smoothly again. Even Saturn turning retro in Aquarius on June 4th is unlikely to bug you the way a Mercury retro does. Saturn is in your 11th house of networks, groups of friends, and colleagues. If your network increases more slowly, it won't bother you. After all, you now have expansive Jupiter in your sign, and it's expanding every area of your life in some way. Think back to 2010, 2011. That was the last time Jupiter was in Aries. How did your life change then? The 10th features a Mercury-Pluto trine in the second house, income, and the 10th, your career. It's an ideal day to ask for a raise. You know you've earned it. The conjunction of Venus, Uranus, and Taurus, your income area again, may bring a pleasant surprise. That raise you were thinking about, a bonus, a promotion, perhaps a new job with better pay. The 14th is all about the full moon and fellow fire sign Sagittarius at 23 degrees in your 9th house. It's sextile to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius in your 11th. You'll gain insight in what needs to be tweaked and changed within your network and perhaps with your brand as well. This moon may be advising that you need to think bigger and broader. If you're completing a project that began during Mercury's retro, review it before submitting. The summer solstice falls on June 21st at 6:07 a.m. when the sun enters Cancer, your 4th house. That's home, family, your personal environment. It marks the longest day of the year and the beginning of summer. For you, in fact, the summer solstice chart looks terrific. Jupiter and the moon are closely conjunct in your sign, bringing an expansion of your intuition throughout the summer and an element of luck and synchronicity with all your personal and business relationships. The solstice is an ideal time to set your intentions from now until the fall equinox on September 22nd. The sun at 0 degrees Cancer in your 4th house on the 21st should bring nurturing and compassion into your family life. This is carried over into the new moon at 7 Cancer on June 28th. This one brings new opportunities into your home life, a birth, a marriage, a new roommate, new friend, new romance. Jupiter in your sign squares this new moon, which may prompt you to take on more than you can reasonably handle. Taurus. On the 3rd, Mercury turns direct in your sign. Feels pretty good, right? After 3 weeks of miscommunication and snafus of one kind or another, it's good to know that from now until September 9th, when Mercury turns retro again, life should run smoothly. Saturn turns retrograde on June 4th in Aquarius in your career area. A Saturn retro doesn't necessarily mess with communication, but often events tend to unfold more slowly. You may experience delays in professional matters, projects, commitments. It's important to keep moving forward with your ideas and creative endeavors. Saturn will be retrograde until October 22nd Pacific Time and October 23rd Eastern Time. The 10th should be a pleasant day. Mercury in your sign trines Pluto in Capricorn in your 9th house. Now that COVID seems to be ebbing, you may be considering a trip overseas or planning to go to college or grad school in the fall. You may be writing a spiritual book of some kind. Whatever you're involved with in the trine between these two planets makes things easier. There's an easy flow of energy between your 1st and 9th houses. The 11th should be another good day for you, Taurus. A Venus-Uranus conjunction in your sign. This aspect may heighten creativity, the sudden infusion of romance into your life, a sudden influx of cash. If there's news about a romantic relationship, it should be positive, and it will certainly come as a surprise. The full moon on June 14th at 23 degrees Sagittarius falls in your 8th house. Other people's resources, your partner's money. News you hear is likely concern this area of finances. Saturn forms a favorable angle to this full moon, so the news you hear is apt to have a long-term impact. Mars widely trines this full moon, so you're motivated to bring in more cash. And Mars is widely trined to Jupiter, which expands and enhances your motivation and forward movement. On the 21st, the summer solstice occurs, at the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. This happens when the sun reaches 0 degrees Cancer, which falls in your third house. It's a great day to touch base with neighbors, friends, colleagues. Your communication skills are in tip-top shape, so make good use of the day. This is followed by a new moon in Cancer on June 28th. This one falls in your third house of communication, the area where new opportunities surface on or around the time of this new moon. If you've been in search of a new communication venue, then it's likely you find it under this new moon. Podcast, written column somewhere, a writing gig with a cool company, a brand you create. Gemini, the good news this month is multifaceted. First, on June 3rd, your ruler Mercury turns direct in Taurus. And yes, you're ready after three ridiculous weeks of miscommunication snafus. Mercury turns direct in your 12th house, so once the trickster planner is behaving, you may be doing more work behind the scenes, ghostwriting, podcasting, maybe even entering therapy. On the 4th, Saturn turns retrograde in Aquarius in your 9th house. A Saturn retro tends to slow things down, but doesn't necessarily mess up communication. If you Google it, you'll find a lot of negative connotations with this retrograde. Misery, chronic health problems, the balancing of the karmic wheel. Ignore all that. Just be diligent and careful in what you do with your work, relationships, and so on. And if you're planning a foreign trip, take it after October 22nd or 23rd, when Saturn will be moving direct and Mercury will be behaving. On the 10th, there's a Mercury-Pluto trine that affects your 12th and 8th houses. Trines facilitate the flow of energy between planets and houses. With this one, what you can imagine, you can manifest. So before the 10th, jot down what you would like to manifest. Money, a new romance, and new jobs, be specific. Back it with intense desire. The 11th features a Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your 12th house. This could be part of what you've manifested, Gemini. A romance may be triggered behind the scenes, out of sight, and if so, it's unexpected and seems to come out of the blue. This could also indicate some sort of artistic project that comes to you suddenly and may involve your signing a non-disclosure agreement. The full moon on June 14th at 23 degrees Sagittarius is in your 7th house of partnerships. It should be an interesting day for you. There may be news about a partnership, business, or personal. You're able to connect all the dots in these relationships and have a clearer idea what to tweak and rearrange. Saturn forms a favorable angle to this full moon, so the news you hear may have a long-lasting effect. Neptune in Pisces and in your 10th house is square to the full moon, and this could indicate a schedule conflict with work, but you're able to capture the bigger picture. The summer solstice occurs on June 21st, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It happens when the sun returns to 0 degrees Cancer. It falls in your second house of money, so during the rest of the summer until the fall equinox, you may be tapping new sources of income. Jupiter and the moon are conjunct in Aries in your 11th house, which bodes well for an expansion of your intuition and in your network of colleagues and friends. It's also a great day to promote a product or brand. The new moon at 7 Cancer on the 28th may be your first confirmation that it's going to be a money year. It occurs near your second house with Jupiter square to it. For any other planet, a square is irritating, challenging, and indicates upheaval. But a square from Jupiter, basically you have to be careful that you don't take on more than you can reasonably handle. Cancer, for the most part, June will be a good month for you. And it begins on June 3rd when Mercury turns direct in Taurus in your 11th house. Now you can move forward with your plans to touch base with your network of colleagues and friends and bring yourself closer to achieving a dream that you have. Cancer and Taurus are compatible signs, water and earth, and you should be able to tap into Taurus's stubbornness if you need to. On the 4th, Saturn turns retrograde in Aquarius in your 8th house of other people's resources. Saturn spends about 4.5 months of the year in retrograde motion, and mostly it delays things. It's more difficult to build anything when it's misbehaving like this. So it's best to plan, strategize, and figure out the connecting dots of whatever you're tackling. In the eighth house, the raise your partner was hoping for may not happen right away, but it will happen. The mortgage you applied for may run into a few glitches. Stay on top of your shared income and resources. Saturn turns direct on October 22nd Eastern Time and the 23rd Pacific Time. On the 10th, a Mercury-Pluto trine occurs near 7th and 11th houses. Both planets are in Earth signs, and the trine helps you stay grounded. The flow of energy is excellent for pursuing a goal you've set and achieving it. The key is solid, unambiguous communication. The 11th is another day you'll undoubtedly enjoy. A Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, your 11th house. Uranus represents the sudden and unexpected, and Venus, of course, is romance, creativity, women, and beauty. So a sudden romance may be kindled with a friend or a colleague, and you may have one of those creative aha moments. However this aspect unfolds for you, it will be a pleasant surprise. Then we come to the full moon at 23 degrees Sagittarius on June 14th. This one falls in your sixth house of daily work and the daily maintenance of your health. Mars in Aries forms a wide trine to this moon, so you're highly motivated to find the absolute bottom line in a work matter. Neptune in Pisces squares this full moon, so any news you hear may not be the full story. That said, Saturn forms a favorable angle to this moon, and that tells us that the news you hear, the full news, may have a long-term effect. The summer solstice on June 21st is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and happens when the sun enters 0 degrees Cancer, officially marking the beginning of summer. So today is made for you, Cancer. With the sun shining in your first house, you're a magnet that draws people, new experiences, and a plethora of opportunities. There's a Moon-Jupiter conjunction today in Aries in your career area, and that should be expanding every professional thing you touch. Several days later, on the 28th, there's a new moon in your sign. That means new opportunities should surface that impact your personal life. You'll find them satisfying. Jupiter in Aries in your career area squares the new moon exactly. A Jupiter square isn't like squares from other planets. With this one, you may inadvertently take on more than you can reasonably handle, but that may be what you need to do right now so that you expand and grow professionally. Leo, Mercury turns direct on June 3rd in Taurus in your career area. This alone is cause for celebration. Now you can move forward again on your various projects and not have to worry about miscommunication. In fact, it's an ideal time to touch base with clients and colleagues, especially if you're still working remotely. It's also a good time to make submissions, buy a new computer or printer, and update your office equipment and area. On the 4th, Saturn turns retrograde in Aquarius, your 7th house. Between now and October 22nd, 23rd, when it turns direct again, things in the partnership area may slow down. You could encounter delays for one reason or another. Since Saturn rules structure, be sure you have a contract for any new business venture you enter. It could spell out the responsibilities for each partner and all of the particular details. On the 10th, a Mercury-Pluto trine helps to facilitate your daily work and your professional responsibilities. You know exactly what to say and when to say it. Mercury in Taurus brings a degree of stubbornness, and Pluto in Capricorn favors goal setting. The 11th features a Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your career area once again. This one could bring about a sudden romance, a sudden influx of cash, a sudden unexpected promotion or raise, or even a new job. Women are helpful. Uranus rules sudden unexpected events, so be prepared for virtually anything in your professional life. The 14th should be very much to your liking. The full moon in fellow fire sign Sagittarius in your fifth house of creativity is a good one. News you hear is likely to be in any or all of these areas: creativity, romance, kids, what you do for fun and enjoyment. Sagittarius is the sign of the nomad, the inveterate traveler, and it doesn't matter if that travel is physical, mental, or spiritual. Sometimes it may be all three. In addition, Jupiter is now in Aries, your ninth house, and that house rules overseas travel, foreign countries, cultures, and people, so you may be headed overseas. June 21st is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It's also the summer solstice, the official beginning of summer. The sun enters 0 degrees Cancer. While the sun will be in your 12th house, urging you to explore who you are, the moon and Jupiter conjunct in Aries, your 9th house, reaffirming the possibility of an overseas trip. The conjunction also addresses the possibility that you will be taking or conducting a workshop, attending a convention, or will embark on a spiritual quest of some kind. The new moon in Cancer on June 28th also takes place in your 12th house. Expect new opportunities to surface behind the scenes. If you produce podcasts, for instance, they may take a new turn that expands your audience and choices. If you're still working remotely, you may take on new responsibilities for more money. Virgo. Since Mercury rules your sign, Virgo, you'll be delighted when it turns direct in fellow Earth sign Taurus on June 3rd. Now you can move forward with your communication projects. A manuscript you've been working on, a podcast, screenplay, newsletter. Make your travel plans for the fall or sign up for any workshops you have been considering. Mercury will remain in direct motion until September 9th. On the 4th, Saturn in Aquarius in your 6th house turns retrograde until October 22nd or 23rd, depending on where you live. This may slow down things in your daily work life. Depending on what you do, this can be a relief or a source of concern. But don't worry about it, Virgo. Plan your work week ahead of time. Don't overlook details. Tomorrow, the moon enters your sign and you'll be much more comfortable. You'll enjoy June 10th. The trine between Mercury in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn, both fellow Earth signs, will be right up your alley. The trine connects your 5th and 9th houses, so there's a great flow of energy between your creativity and your worldview, your belief system. Your gift of gab is accentuated. You're able to penetrate deeply into any topic you take on. You'll also enjoy June 11th, when there's a conjunction between Venus and Uranus in Earth sign Taurus in your 5th house. This one may trigger an unexpected romance or an epiphany with a creative project you're working on. Uranus governs what's sudden and unexpected and often results in breakthroughs of one kind or another. It nearly always brings a surprise. One of those surprises could be an influx of cash. The full moon on June 14th at 23 degrees Sagittarius occurs in your 4th house. Neptune in Pisces squares this full moon. Saturn forms a beneficial angle to it. So any news you hear is apt to have a long-term impact and may involve your ideals or your intuitive ability. Jupiter's in Aries in your 8th house now. It should be expanding resources and money you share with others, partners, roommates, a child. Sagittarius always looks for the bigger picture, so it's likely you'll be doing that regarding your home and personal environment. What do you want to change? Why? What do you need to manifest to make that change come about? June 21st is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere and is also the summer solstice when the sun enters 0 degrees Cancer in your 11th house. It makes today ideal for touching base with your network of colleagues and friends, for whipping up a publicity campaign, or for just getting out and hanging with people you enjoy. Also, Jupiter and the moon are closely conjunct in Aries, your 8th house, which is expanding your income from things like royalties, interest, and passive income. The moon forms a sextile to the sun, and Jupiter does too, though the aspect is a bit wider. Your intuition should be expanding. Then on the 28th, there's a new moon in Cancer in your 11th house, so this is where new opportunities should surface. However, since Cancer is such an intuitive sign, it would be smart to spend a bit of time before this new moon meditating on and visualizing what you would like to manifest in your life. More money, a more satisfying job that pays more, a romantic partner, the sale of a creative project. Jupiter is square this new moon, which may make you prone to taking on more than you can reasonably handle. Libra. The Mercury retro may have seemed long and tedious, but it turns direct in Taurus on June 3rd in your 8th house. That's cause for celebration. Finally, things can move forward again with mortgages, insurance, credit cards, your partner's resources, and money. The 8th also governs the paranormal, reincarnation, synchronicity, and everything weird and strange. You may decide to have a past life regression, may experience contact with a deceased loved one, and will undoubtedly experience synchronicity. On the 4th, Saturn in Aquarius turns retrograde and remains that way until October 22nd Eastern Time or the 23rd Pacific Time. This occurs near 5th house of creativity, kids, romance, what you do for fun and enjoyment. The retrograde slows things down or outright delays them. Make good use of this time by continuing to plan and visualize. The visualization part of this is important. Whatever you envision, back it with emotions and detail, and feel certain that it will materialize. Saturn, whether retrograde or in direct motion, rules physical reality. Without it, we wouldn't be here. The Mercury-Pluto trine on June 10th impacts your 8th house of shared resources and the paranormal and your 4th house, which represents family, personal environment, your home. Trines facilitate the flow of energy between the two signs and houses. You may have a kind of epiphany about something in your personal environment. It could be a flood of gratitude and love. It might be a deeper self-confidence or a realization that something within yourself should be tweaked. The full moon on June 14th is in fire sign Sagittarius in your third house. Neptune squares this full moon. Saturn forms a favorable sextile to it. So yes, it's a mix. However, Jupiter is now in early Aries in your seventh house, expanding opportunities for your business partnerships. The struggle with the square may involve a communication issue in your daily work environment. But because this moon is in truth-seeking Sag, you'll figure it out. Thanks to the favorable angle from Saturn, the news you hear is likely to be positive and its impact endures. The summer solstice on June 21st marks the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It happens when the sun enters 0 degrees Cancer in your work area. This should deepen your intuition considerably and ultimately make it easier for you to make professional decisions. Jupiter and the moon are conjunct in Aries, expanding your business partnerships, your capacity to nurture and to feel empathy. Then we come to the new moon at 7 Cancer on June 28th. Here's when new professional opportunities surface, new responsibilities, new projects, new colleagues, maybe even a new job that's more satisfying. Jupiter in Aries squares this moon exactly. Squares are usually irritating, but one from Jupiter is a bit kinder. It means you may take on more than you can realistically handle. So move cautiously, Libra. Weigh the pros and cons. Listen to your gut. Then make your decision. Scorpio. After Mercury turns direct in Taurus on the 3rd, you'll notice a big difference in your various partnerships, business and personal. Things should run more smoothly in your personal and professional lives. You'll feel motivated to get moving on various projects and creative endeavors that may have gone on the back burner during the retrograde. So move ahead, Scorpio. On the 4th, Saturn in Aquarius turns retro and will be like that until October 22nd and 23rd, depending on where you live. This retro slows things down or even delays them in some instances. But Saturn, which governs structure, can still function and provide a foundation for whatever you're involved in. It's in your 4th house of family, home, and your personal environment, so that's where the delays may surface. It could be something as simple as a delay in a closing for a home you're buying or selling. The Mercury-Pluto trine on June 10th impacts your 3rd and 7th houses. You and a business or personal partner are able to communicate clearly and smoothly about an issue that may have come up during the retrograde. Now it isn't even an issue. It's just a concern you had that has been resolved. Wouldn't it be great if all issues were resolved so quickly and easily? The conjunction of Venus and Uranus in Taurus on June 11th may bring sudden, unexpected news about a romance, creative project, money, or a relationship, or all of them. One thing is certain, any conjunction with Uranus can result in excitement, heightened emotions, and surprises. The full moon in Sagittarius on the 14th occurs in your income area, the second house. News you hear is apt to be about money, what you earned and spend. Don't panic. Saturn forms a favorable angle to this full moon, which indicates that the news you hear will have a long-term effect. Jupiter is in Aries now, in your career area, expanding your professional life, drawing to you the opportunities and people and experiences that enable you to make significant strides. Then we come to the summer solstice on June 21st, when the sun returns to 0 degrees Cancer, a fellow water sign, in your 9th house. The day should be filled with self-confidence, a deeper intuition, and expanded capacity to nurture self and others. On the same day, Jupiter and the moon are conjunct in Aries, your career area, and this conjunction pretty much guarantees that synchronicity and luck are your allies. The new moon in Cancer on the 28th brings opportunities to travel internationally, COVID permitting, or you might be teaching or conducting a workshop or seminar. You may join some kind of spiritual organization or group that speaks to your soul. Jupiter squares this new moon exactly, so be careful that you don't take on more than you can realistically handle. Sagittarius. From June 3rd forward, life gets easier. Mercury turns direct in Taurus on that date, in your 6th house. And the snafus and miscommunications of the past several weeks are now history. The next retro won't begin until September 9th. Now you can submit your proposals and ideas and be confident they'll get to the right people at the right time. On the 4th, Saturn in Aquarius in your 3rd house turns retrograde and stays that way until October 22nd, 23rd, depending on where you live. It basically slows things down and gives you time to plan and strategize for whatever project you're working on. In your third house, it may mean that you don't hear back from people as quickly as you'd prefer, and that building a foundation for anything isn't quite as easy as it was when Mercury was in direct motion. But don't fret about it. You'll be able to figure out how to use all this to your advantage. The Mercury-Pluto trine on the 10th is in Earth sign Taurus and Capricorn, your sixth and second houses. Welcome this trine. They facilitate the exchange of energy between the houses and signs. In your case, there's a direct connection between your efficiency at work and your income. Of course, that could be said of all of us all the time, but the trine makes it much easier to make it a reality. A raise could be in the offing. The Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus on the 11th could lead to a romance with a colleague or coworker, or you may team up with a colleague to tackle a creative project that really excites you. However things unfold today, expect a surprise. Yes, you'll love June 14th when there's a full moon in your sign at 23 degrees Sagittarius. Full moons generally bring news, and for you, it's about how your ideals play into every nook and cranny of your life. Saturn forms a favorable angle to this new moon, a sextile, and helps to stabilize whatever you're working on. Also, Jupiter is in early Aries now, moving through your fifth house and expanding your creative endeavors and opportunities. If you have kids, it's making it easier to communicate with them. If a romance is going on, you and your partner may plan a special long weekend doing something you both enjoy. The 21st is the summer solstice, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It happens when the sun returns to 0 degrees Cancer in your eighth house. Today, that's where you shine. Need a mortgage? Apply and walk out an hour later. Need a better insurance rate? Talk to your broker. It's that kind of day. You can get what you want and need. Also, the moon and Jupiter are closely conjunct in Aries in your fifth house, so you're in very good shape creatively. Your intuition is right on target, too. Listen to it. The new moon in Cancer on the 28th falls in that eighth house also. Your partnership gets an infusion of cash. Your personal partner may land a raise. You could get a break on insurance, credit cards, or mortgage. Jupiter forms an exact square to this new moon, a warning not to take on more than you can realistically handle. Capricorn. On June 3rd, when Mercury turns direct in fellow Earth sign Taurus, you should be doing a little happy dance. This change in direction will liberate you to dive into everything you put on hold when Mercury went retro back on May 10th. And with a type A like you, there were probably a number of projects and goals you did put on hold. Saturn, your ruler, is in Aquarius now in your second house. It turns retrograde on June 4th and remains that way until October 22nd, 23rd, depending on where you live. Since this retro occurs in your income area, payments may be delayed for any freelance work you do. Send friendly reminders. Don't fret about it. Even when retrograde, Saturn still has the ability to build a strong foundation to whatever you undertake. You'll enjoy the Mercury-Pluto trine on June 10th. Pluto is in your sign and Mercury is in Taurus in your fifth house. This trine facilitates the exchange of energy between you and your muse. He or she is whispering in your ear, so listen up and get busy. If you've always wanted to write a book, learn a musical instrument, or embark on a world adventure, then get moving. The 11th is another good vibe day for you. There's the Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, and this should bring a positive surprise of some kind. In romance with one of your kids in a creative project. At the very least, get out and do something you enjoy, that you're passionate about. The universe is with you today. The full moon in Sagittarius on June 14th occurs in your 12th house. You gain insight into your own psyche. What motivates you, thrills you, moves you to tears. Saturn forms a great angle to this full moon, and Neptune squares it. Here are a couple of things that may come into focus with whatever news you hear. How important your ideals are to you, how powerful your creative urge is, and how important forgiveness is. The summer solstice on June 21st is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, the official start of summer. It's also the day the sun returns to 0 degrees Cancer in your partnership area. So that's where you shine today, in your business and personal partnerships. Also, the moon and Jupiter are conjunct in Aries in your fourth house, so your family and personal environment may be expanding. A new roommate, an adult child moves in, or an elderly parent, or someone in the family is pregnant. The new moon in Cancer on the 28th opens up opportunities in your partnerships. You'll recognize them as they surface. Jupiter square this new moon, and that suggests that you may take on more than you can handle. Aquarius, you, like everyone else on the planet who knows about Mercury retrograde, will be happier when it turns direct in Taurus on June 3rd. Now the miscommunications at home should clear up, and you'll feel like your personal environment has gone through a deep cleaning. In a sense, it has. Issues came up, and you dealt with them. Maybe your solutions worked, or maybe they blew up in your face. Either way, you learned something. From now until September 9th, when Mercury retrogrades again, you're on a clear path. Saturn in your sign turns retro on June 4th and doesn't turn direct again until October 22nd, 23rd. This planet was considered your ruler until the discovery of Uranus, which actually is a much better fit. Its retro slows and delays things in irritating ways. But you generally find a way around whatever the limitations are. That's what Uranus does for you. The Mercury-Pluto trine on June 10th is in Earth signs, Capricorn in your 12th, and Taurus in your 4th. This trine brings your ideas back down to Earth and makes them practical. People in your personal environment are helpful and applaud what you're doing. The full moon in Sagittarius on June 14th is much more to your liking. It falls in your 11th house and brings welcome news about your network, which is expanding, gaining traction. Your truth is catching on. Saturn is sextile to this moon, and Neptune squares it. Your spiritual beliefs are deepened and are wound up with your ideals. But Saturn approved and provides a sound foundation. The summer solstice marks the beginning of summer, and in the northern hemisphere is the longest day of the year. It happens on June 21st when the sun returns to 0 degrees Cancer in your sixth house. Today, you shine at work. You can't go wrong. Your employer approves, so do your colleagues. In fact, Jupiter and the moon are conjunct in Aries in your third house. This conjunction deepens your intuition and expands your communication skills. Use both to your advantage. On the 28th, with the new moon in Cancer, new opportunities surface in your daily work routine. New responsibilities with a raise in pay? Check. Always welcome. A new job in a new area? Check. Also possible. But Jupiter squares this new moon to the degree, and the only thing this definitely means is that it all looks so good to you that you may take on too much. Pisces. As I've said before, when Mercury turns direct in Taurus on June 3rd, it's time for a happy dance. Suddenly, it's much easier to communicate what you intuit, think, and feel. You may plunge into a writing or podcast project or into some other form of communication. Whatever it is, you're a powerhouse. From June 4th to October 22nd or 23rd, Saturn moves retro through Aquarius. It happens in your 12th house, so it's like you don't experience anything other than a subtle shift in your personal unconscious. Everyone experiences that differently. It may show up in your dreams, in thoughts you have on a given day, or in a change in your mood. Things move more slowly. There may be delays. Work with whatever comes up. Try to understand it. The 10th features a Mercury-Pluto trine in Earth signs that you should enjoy. Your 3rd and 11th houses are involved. You touch base with your network and are pleased with the way things are evolving. Whether your network is political or cultural or strictly business, you make progress. On the 11th, there's a Venus-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in your 3rd house. With this one, go for it, whatever it is. To quote Star Wars, this trine indicates that the Force is with you. A positive surprise arises in romance, creativity, with money, communication, your siblings or neighbors. Or hey, all of the above. Revel in it, Pisces. The full moon in Sagittarius on June 14th occurs in your 10th house, your career area. This is your public face, and the full moon reveals what you need to tweak and revise. We hear a lot these days about brands, and whatever yours is, now is the time to polish it up and put it out there. Saturn sextiles this full moon. Neptune squares it. The support from Saturn promises that the news you hear will help provide a foundation for a professional project. The square from Neptune could mean some deception from a quarter of your team. The 21st is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, the official start of summer. It's when the sun returns to 0 degrees Cancer in a fellow water sign. It indicates that your creativity is heightened, your muse is ready to help. Also, Jupiter and the moon are conjunct in Aries, your second house of income, so there may be an influx of cash from unexpected sources. Then on the 28th, there's a new moon in Cancer, an opportunity surface that enabled you to flex your creative muscle. Jupiter squares this moon to the exact degree, so be careful you don't take on so many projects that you become master of none.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical. We'll be right back.